Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down.
Yeah, yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. It's Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
If people were just in a position to have their minds functioning right, then everything else would fall into line. Now that's what I'm after. That's my dream. Now that's a dream. That's probably not going to happen, but that's my dream.
Man, times change, yet rhyme pays like ice pay. And I'm game to further things the right way. They say I'm so stubborn, so when I come through the dough, they like, no wonder, there's no love for it. I got a bone to pick, I can't have an opinion. Then they say I'm too old, or get over it now. I'ma hold it against them, the flip side. Listen to Pac with big sight. Every time I get high, it's flip light to the nectarine. I smear dab on the dag, that's my specialty. Let it ride and I hit Lake Tahoe. Over the hill, like gear in the bottle. My thoughts and I wiggle through the game as a sacrifice. They can use me like Tootie, it's the facts of life. But no movie, just yours truly. Although the roots deep, I'm still growing, planting new seeds.
What's the higher level?
I put the needle to the record at Groove Merchant. Y'all shit sloppy at the same time, too perfect. And financially, yeah, a lot of dudes purpose. I ain't tripping, I'ma still be Sato. Living, giving my opinion like Pato. Giants game in the bleachers with my nachos. Just to get away and catch a game whenever possible. Cat tripping off of studio time. All they do is talk ugly with a beautiful mind. Man, I've been there, done that. Lost in the dumb rap. Back when I was a young lad, using my bus pass. Off the 14, now I'm a OG, graying my mustache, so fuck that. It ain't a hobby, but it ain't a business. Go figure, just the artist wanna make a difference till it's finished. Just to prove it was never your property. Raped of the resources, stripped of the culture. Now it's just Che on t-shirts and posters. Love spoken with intimate words for those centuries ago buried into the earth. Not remember cause the internet are trying to get more bucks, just trying to find shortcuts to get on that tour bus. What I seen all behind the scenes will have you rewind the beat and fire up the weed at Godspeed.
Now you say you slipping. Now you say you got dope. Now you say you pimping. Now you say you're all of that, but nigga, you be tripping. All the yapping you're doing make a nigga hate you. I can't fuck with you because you such a... Now you say you slipping. Now you say you got dope. Now you say you pimping. Now you say you're all of that, but nigga, you be tripping. All the yapping you're doing make a nigga hate you. I can't fuck with you because you're such a faker. You always got something going on in your skit. Your conversation always got a lie, you got a twist. You say you're doing big things, you got big bread. You say you got the thick fish, you gave big head. You say you're about to make moves, you're about to be balling. You say the label wants you and keep on calling. They say you's a rider, they say you's a G. You said that to them, so they all believe. Police roll up on you, you begin to snitch. Now my niggas roll up on you with the gun, you punk trick. What you talking about?
What you talking about?
Yo, what you talking about?
What you talking about?
Yo, what you talking about?
What you talking about? What you talking about?
First you say you been ballin'. First you say you killin', then you say you big money. Say you big dealer, then you say you the shit. Then you talk it out, you keep on yapping. But they can tell me now, what you talking about?
Your dream of being thug life was way too true. You went and got you a gun and got you a tattoo. You even thought that you had the real bad crew. Started selling you some dope, started busting moves. But you yapped too much, told your business out. And everybody in the whole hood was talking about it. So the police roll up on you, ride on your shit. While you just copped the deal and you think that you slick. Now you in the office and they slapping you around. Talking all the shit and they digging it out. You keep on dropping one line, then you drop another. Now all of a sudden your ass a true snitch, motherfucker. They wanna relocate you, but you didn't sign the paper. Now you're looking at us catching the vapors. And you're mad, you lying, you say you didn't spit it out. With a double barrel in your mouth, what you talking about?
You still on the phone, gossiping with this bitch like your ass ain't grown. Telling the shit like all the shit I did, all the women I done fucked, all the drugs I did. Use a bitch ass nigga yapping all my beers. When I catch your ass homeboy, I'ma stump you quick, cause I gives a fuck about all the shit we done been through. If your ass can't keep it real true, and I know how it is when these niggas yapping. If you do that for pussy, how you gonna be reacting when the police roll up on you and they asking you questions? Do you get the drop of hints, leaving suggestions? Your ass got swooped, now the niggas doing raids. They all up in the place, they talking all these things. They asking me questions till this shit come out. I can't wait till I catch you to see what you's about. I know where the information came from, you got the dime. So your ass been dropping some shit, you out of line. Catch you where you get the line, with the gun in your mouth. The niggas about to blow your brains out. Nigga, what you talking about?
Now what you talking about?
Now what you talking about?
What you talking about?
Now what you talking about?
What you talking about?
First you say you been ballin', first you say you killin', then you say you big money, say you big dealin', then you say you the shit, then you talk it out. You keep on yappin', but nigga tell me now, what you talking about?
What you talking about? What what you talking about, Willis?
Man, I was getting myself on hold. This is King Eric, the media assassin. We are now tuned in to episode 481 of Off the Cuff Radio. And this show today is very special, man, because what we love to do, we love to pay homage to the DJs, the true sorcerers of this shit. And this guy on the line with me right now is one of the true imprints of that movement right there. The DJ is coming back, and they talking about the new tour they got going on. So without further ado, let's all bring DJ True Justice on the line. What's good, brother?
Peace, y'all. How's it going? That's a crazy intro, and I stand behind every word.
Man, let me tell you something, man. That's the second intro I did, because I did the first intro, but I accidentally had the phone on hold. I was like, what?
Oh, word? Oh, that was it. Yeah. But, I mean, it's good.
Yeah, man, so... It's definitely an honor having you on, man. I've been listening to some of your stuff, you know, to get a good feel out on what to talk about and what we're building on. And, man, you a true cornerstone to the DJ sound that, you know, that's needed, man. And I know you got a tour going on, so you care to tell us about that?
Yeah, man, I appreciate the kind words, man. I pride myself on holding the torch. Doing these shows every night, it seems like, man, the DJ and turntables and the fundamentals are becoming a thing of the past, man. So I'm here to hold the torch. But like you said, we got about a week left on this 7th annual Slap Frost tour. We got a night off right now. We're in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. And we're playing tomorrow in Fairfield, Iowa. It's been a nice run. We started on the 25th of this month in Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay. And who you guys got on tour with y'all?
We are rocking with Foreign Legion out of Oakland, California, as well as Vocab Slick out of Santa Rosa, California. We have a brand new group, Justin's Case, out of the Bay Area. The members are from different areas. The producer AG out of Oakland, myself, DJ True Justice out of Berkeley, MC Pause, who does Conga, Congas, percussion and vocals in the group. He's out of San Francisco, California, as well as Equipto, who's on vocals. In Justin's case, he's from San Francisco as well. We also have the newcomer, the baby of the tour. Her name is Moon Magic, representing Sacramento, California. And to round out the tour, we have Romel with two L's, representing Louisville, Kentucky, hosted by one and only Z-Man.
That's
myself,
what it is, man.
And yeah, myself and DJ DS are the two DJs on the tour holding it down on the turntables. Actual turntables.
None of the MP3, strictly turntables.
Well, no, I can't front like I don't do a mix of digital and you know, the turntable. So what we use is a digital program, Serato. So we do trigger MP3s off of, you know, our rig, but it all, at the end of the day, it all goes through the turntables. In this day and age, you have a choice to, you know, spin, you know, MP3s on turntables or, you know, controllers. You have the choice to do vinyl as well. Well, you know, I carry vinyl in my bag, but just as far as the analog and the digital thing, I take both with me.
And that's good to have, because digital is convenient. It's good for convenience purposes, because
well, brother, I'll tell you like this.
Mhm.
I'll tell you like this. OG told me, it's like after years of carrying vinyl crates to parties and shows and rocking, it's like when Serato came, the whole digital realm came to us. That was, you know, that was holding the torch for vinyl. It's like a graduation present, bro. You know, you could take your whole record collection, basically in the palm of your hand, and go rock a show. Before, we used to, you know, have to pack up a van full of records, you know. So it's the same concept, but in a digital age, you know, it's just a lot more convenient.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not to mention, you being so hard working with the tour, man, how does it also feel knowing to get back outside? Because, man, we've been locked in with COVID and the pandemic. How does it feel to get back out there and interact with the people once again?
Man, it feels great, you know, to have that true human interaction. And I know it's a cliche and it's a term, but the vibes are there. The vibes are real, man. And it's nothing like getting on that stage, whether it's five people in front of you or 500, man. It's that human interaction. You know, you are, you know, just giving love. And all you really want is to get that love back. So it's a reciprocation, man, and I'm happy to be back outside doing my thing.
Yeah, man, because we did a great job of still being entertained within the culture with the Verzes, and you had your virtual concerts, but it ain't like that in-your-face interaction, because you get to see what records the people are responding to.
Exactly. You know, with that being said, I just dropped my newest single off my new project entitled Zip Zero, and the response, we've been out here in the Midwest strictly, but the Midwest has been embracing Zip Zero. You know, every time we drop it, you know, the beat is hitting. You know, the lyrics are braggadocio, you know, just that old chest pumped out, I'm the best, you can't see me type of vibe that, you know, hip-hop was based on. So, yeah, man, the response has been good, and the vibes have been out there, like I said.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's gravitating that energy, man, because I heard the record before we got on the air, and I'm like, that's the type of feel that we looking for, man. Like, braggadocious lyrics, feel good production, it's the perfect match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my record company was talking to me about a remix and maybe the video that's out, right? It's a amalgamation of a lot of old school clips of you know, cult classic movies, blaxploitation, but I can see the dance coming, you know. So I can see the Zip Zero dance coming. I can see the remix coming, man. So everybody, stay tuned. You feel me?
Yeah, and on top of that, we talking about how technology advanced, man. It's crazy how you could become literally a millionaire or getting your music out there just by TikTok alone, just by somebody dancing to your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And I'm not mad at it. You know, you put a good record in the hands of the youngsters, and they just gonna take it and run with it. And do some things with it you never even envisioned with your own record. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, stuff like that furthers the culture. Because I did some work
indeed
myself with one of the artists, and the next thing you know, he got a million hits on his TikTok, and I was like, man, you got some hidden checks coming right there, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Just by somebody dancing your music.
Yeah, man, and after having the little talk with my record company, like I said, you know, I'm not on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok, but next week that may very well change.
For real, man. But that's dope.
Just
though,
you know,
because so
basically,
tell us, man. Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just gonna say. So basically, as an independent artist, you know, the only difference between underground and commercial is the amount of people who know about you. You know, as an independent artist, you put a lot of love and a lot of heartfelt energy into your music. So of course you want any and everybody to be able to feel the same thing. So it's not a war between the underground and commercial. It's just different avenues to get to the same destination, brother. And sorry for cutting you off. I'm all ears.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. Just, you know how the flow gets sometimes. You know, we just get out there a little bit. But with us gaining new audiences and everything, we at episode 481. We appreciate you being a part of this.
That's beautiful.
We want to know about your journey, man. Like, what made you get into hip-hop in the first place and your come up?
Well, I mean, like a lot of us, you know, it all comes down to the music, you know, and it's a cliche, but when I fell in love with hip hop, I was about 15 years old, brother, and like a lot of us, hip hop was new and it was a thing to do, and we got into it, you know, because it was fun. Now, at the time when it hit me, you know, I was collecting tapes. And, you know, listen to the music, you know, the late night radio shows. But at the time, I grew up with my grandmother. And, you know, just out of respect, I knew how much turntables and equipment cost at the time. So I couldn't fix my face to ask my grandmother to buy me anything of that nature. She did everything in the world for me, you know, and that was just something that I wanted to do. And I felt like, hey, one of these days I'll maybe get my own, but I wasn't going to ask my grandmother. So I kind of, me and my best friend, shout out to Scott Wilkerson, but me and my best friend, we collected the tapes, man. We went to the parties, we played the tapes, and I was a good dancer. I wasn't a break dancer, but I was, like, you know, popping and locking and gigging and, you know, the high top fade and the baggy pants and the you know what I'm saying, the shirts and the patent leather shoes. That was me back then, you know. So I couldn't get the equipment, so I was, you know, I was a hip hop dancer, and I got recruited by a group out of Oakland, California, by the name of APG, Action Pack Gangsters. And mind you, I'm a 16 year old kid in high school, and so I was asked to audition for this group. We drove to Oakland, auditioned in the street, and they was like, you guys are in, and we celebrated with 40s, you know? And wow. So that was my first introduction in the hip-hop. I was, 16 doing a lot of shows in 21 and over venues. And my mom used to come check me out, but we were even on the radio. And so I was bragging to my fellow high school students, like, hey, I'm in this rap group in Oakland. And everybody's like, nah, you fronting, you not in that group. You playing. You capping. Right? And I was like, man, I'm in that group. I'm gonna show y'all. And so I convinced the principal of my high school to let my rap group come to the school at lunch and do a performance in the theater. And that was my first booking, and little did I know, you know, that I was 15, I'm 40 years old later, you know what I'm saying? And now that was my first booking. I'm actually an independent booking agent as well, so that just brings me back to my first booking. So I brought my group to the school. We did our thing. I was, you know, that was back when all hip-hop groups had a DJ, hype man, and dancers. So everybody, you know, got to do their own solo thing, you know, the dancers. But when it came time for the DJ to do his solo, brother, man, let me tell you, the response that he got, he took two copies of the DLC is Funky Enough. One, and then comes the two to the three, one, and just started doing his routine back to back, all of that stuff. Man, and just everybody's watching him, and the response that he got, I was like, you know what, this dancing stuff is cool, but that's what I really want to do. And it just took me back to, you know, I was like, man, at some point I got to get some turntables and do my own thing. And so within, by the time I graduated high school, I graduated in 1991. I started DJing in 1993. But the DJ from my group, his name was DJ J-Cut, and he is responsible for me being DJ True Justice to this day, because after that day, I never looked back.
Man, and we going back to that time period, man, because we had DJ Sir Jinx on the show a while back, and we going back to the time where mixtapes were actually mixtapes. Like, you had people cutting in freestyles, you had you scratching. See, mixtapes today, they're basically more so like underground albums and compilations, but back then, a mixtape was more so like you showcasing your skills on the behind the turntables, and you probably have your homies freestyling up there and doing little records here and there, you know, having fun. I bet those run for some good money now.
Oh yeah, man, that's how I got skin in the game. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, the mixtapes was really what put me on the map. Because number one, I started DJing in 1993. And shortly after, I went away to school. I went to the Institute of Audio Research in New York City, down in the Village next door to D'Agostino's, you know what I'm saying? So I was in school, you know, honing my craft as an audio engineer. And being from California, we're talking about 93, 94, 95. So the mixtape scene in New York was crazy. And we still talking about actual tapes, but, you know, cats like Clue, SNS, Chubby Chub, you know, these cats were making great money. It's over? These cats were making great money, you know, selling mixtapes and making a living off of that type of thing. And I just peeped that, and I graduated from engineering school, and then took that experience, you know, back to California. And patterned myself after the New York DJs and started making mixtapes. So that was my introduction in the game. That's how I got, you know, a little claim to fame. So the mixtape thing is what birthed DJ True Justice as well.
Yeah, man, it's crazy how we reflect back to that period, especially the 90s, because then the DJ, they were getting record deals off putting out mixtapes.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a good time, and hip hop evolution. You know, we here now, but it started with the DJ, and yeah,
indeed, man. And going on, then you started producing your own albums, man. Like, let's talk about your baby, like your first project, man. What was like putting that together?
I would say it was just a natural evolution of, you know, the mixtape scene. And after doing, I mean, between 93 and 96, I self-produced maybe about 20 mixtapes locally. And then I got a chance to hit the road. And after touring and seeing the country, when I came back, I was like, man, I want to make, you know, original, you know, nothing against the mixtapes, but I just had a motivation and just tried to make my own music with, you know, my own people, you know, my own MCs, the talent that I saw out there that I wanted to develop. So my first album, it was self-titled, came out in 2007. I had one video off of that thing. It's called 808. And that was my baby, you know, 808, and then back with Fizz Face. Man, it was just a good time, and ever since then, you know, I've done mixtapes in between, and I'm about to drop an EP on Friday on all digital platforms, all service platforms, on Friday, April 8th, is entitled The Coach EP. And like we were saying, Zip Zero was the first single. So 2007 was my first album, True Justice. 2016 was my second album, entitled The Man of Steel. And that was had major label distribution through Gorilla Funk Recordings. Pro band making music. Cutting, and then you know, joining Justin's Case. We just dropped our album, but we're only selling it on tour, so we'll be dropping that later this year on all digital platforms.
Yeah, man, and telling us about Gorilla Funk, man. That mean you working with direct with Paris, right?
Yes. Paris is the big homie, my mentor, Bossman, and. And all of that. So yeah, I put out my album with him, and we're still working together to this day. He's actually featured on my upcoming Coach EP that drops on April 8th. Harry, that's one of my best friends too. We speak all the time.
Dude, that's probably one of the most coldest spitters I've ever heard, especially on the East Coast. Like the song he had on The Days of Old, that transitioned out here.
Oh yeah, The Days of Old. That was on his second album, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, that's my favorite
video. I like it. Yeah. Then he came out with Bush Killer, and that made me a fan right there. I was like, man, y'all open cats be with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, this
is... Yeah, man. Paris was responsible for me, you know, being on the road for the first time and then touring with him and doing those records every night. And we went to Europe in 2009, and just seeing the reaction of the love of a Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, MC that's actually, you know, speaking with substance, you know, social commentary and, you know, the plight of Black people in the United States, you know, and that's something that was dope then and dope now because we're still carrying the torch.
Definitely, man. I mean, that's why y'all guys' movement was needed, man, because y'all came at a time where hip-hop needed those voices, man, because in some cases, the you know, people that represent the culture, they become eventually disconnected, especially when they get the bag. So when you guys,
absolutely,
y'all come around, y'all still keeping it authentic. Y'all keeping it culture, and y'all still speaking to the people, and that's what's definitely needed. And that's what's definitely needed, man. And going on to the next question, man, what are your thoughts on the music today? Like, do you see it evolving or you see it dissolving?
Well, I see the music today is a natural evolution because, you know, when we were coming up, you know, hip hop was new and it was brand new, but you have people that grow up strictly on hip hop. You know, they can't think of a time where hip hop didn't exist, and to them, you know, it means a little bit different. each generation, you know, has their, you know, their likes and their dislikes. And I just think, you know, hip-hop is always going to keep pushing the envelope. And you have fundamentalists like myself who like to integrate, you know, the old school, traditional, the fundamentals, but then we're also pushing it forward and speaking about today, you know, what's going on today. Now, as far as the youngsters and what the young kids are doing, that's them, man. I can't front on them. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is embrace them, and if I have a chance, I'll give them a platform, and that's basically what Slap Frost is all about. You know, giving not only, you know, coming out with the groups that you love, you know, but giving a platform for new artists to, you know, express themselves. So right now, honestly, bro, we're on the road pushing 50, you know what I'm saying, and down the cats that are like damn near just now 22, 23 years old. So it's we can definitely coexist on the same plane. I just want to, you know, I don't hate no this music. I just want everybody to know where it came from and where it's at.
And I'm glad you say that, man, because, and doing a platform like this one, it opened up our doors to different sounds. It opened our doors to different voices. And there's a lot of young, hungry talent out there, more than I thought it was. And sometimes when you get exposed to, you know, a limited part of the culture, you know, it makes you become the grumpy old man in the room, you know. And sometimes you get mad like, man, these dudes are garbage. But there's so much out there, man, and that's why we wanted to create this platform to give those people that look. Because, like, every day we find that somebody new, like Jadakiss said it best, there's a guy better than Jordan waiting to get that break. So we look at that like that with rappers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
In the West Coast, they have a real big movement with the youth movement going on, and the East Coast as well with Griselda. They lead in that movement in a lot of ways. So basically, we tell people if hip hop's in good hands, you just got to find it and come see y'all on tour. Damn it, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
I had to throw that out there.
We had to throw that out there, man. We're gonna keep pushing, and we actually had a chance to bring Slap Frost to the East Coast in 2020 on our first nationwide outing, you know, with the brand. Unfortunately, we did complete our East Coast leg and our down south leg, and we are on our way back to the West Coast when you know, that the big C hit, and we were forced to come home. But now here in 22, man, it's a new year. We press the reset button. Cats is outside now, so we are in the middle of our Midwest tour, and we're gonna come back to the West Coast. But we looking to come, you know, keep spreading this love, you know, up and down the coast and the East Coast too. So, man, be on the lookout. I might call on you and be like, hey, man, we didn't touch them.
Hey, man, if y'all come to the Carolinas, man, just let us know, man. Because if anything, the Carolinas is becoming a big bargaining chip now. The J. Cole, he had a Dreamville Festival yesterday out here.
Oh, that was yesterday. Dreamville was yesterday? Okay. We touched the Carolinas.
Yeah,
we touched a little bit of the Carolinas. We had a good time with Michael Marshall in Lenore, South Carolina, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, the city has grown more so in depth within the past 10 to 15 years. Well, we came a long way from the Petey Pablo, North Carolina days, man. We getting the big dogs out here now.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that's a beautiful part about the evolution, man.
Yeah.
Had to fix my phone. You on the air?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Yeah. I had to fix my phone a little bit.
No worries.
Yeah, after the tour, man,
we got the project dropping.
Yeah, we got the you guys got the compilation coming out, and man, you just a busy dude, man. Straight up,
Yeah, man, just trying to stay busy, man, because when you're out of sight, what? You out of mind. So we keeping it popping. So for everybody out there, we got about a week left. If you got some folks in the Midwest, give them a shout. You can check us out at slapfrost.com. You know, check out our dates. Like I said, slapfrost.com. And April 8th, the Coach EP drops on all digital streaming platforms. That's going to drop on my imprint, Francisco Street Productions, put out by Rap Bay Urban Life Distribute out here in the Bay Area.
Yes, sir, man.
For why, baby?
You know,
April 8th,
you got...
you can grab it up.
Yes, sir, man, because I know you got to probably another interview to do, man, but we want to get this in, though, because, man, you guys are a pivotal point of the culture, man. We got to support the DJ, man, because the DJ need all the love. Without the DJ, we don't get the damn music. You know what I'm saying?
Man, without the DJ, it just doesn't happen, bro. It just doesn't happen. And as it was then, as it is now.
Yes, sir, man. So we definitely appreciate this bill, man. I mean, you guys keep doing what you do, and let people know where they can find you at on the social media handles.
Oh, definitely, man. Across all social media, you can find me at DJ True Justice. You know, Twitter at DJ True Justice, IG at DJ True Justice, and if you want a book, just put in DJ True Justice. It'll pop up there. You know. And slide on over to djtruejustice.com. You can get me that way, or slapfrost.com. Either way, man, I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? If you talk, I talk back.
Most definitely. Y'all hear it right there. Y'all be sure to catch y'all on that tour, man. And behave yourselves, man. Y'all be acting crazy out there in these shows.
Right on, man. And soon, man, I'm gonna be tapping that line. I'm gonna hit the Carolinas, man, before 22 is over. That's my word.
Most def, man. I got you on the speed dial, man. So we're gonna definitely keep in touch. And we also wanna send a big shout out to Aries for making this thing happen, man. We need
word.
You good publicists. We need you good publicists, managers that do the good deeds for the culture and making guys like you, that's an important part of this culture, a part of our platform. We appreciate you a lot.
Absolutely. Shout out UBO Entertainment. Right on.
Most def, man. So, yeah, we definitely going to keep in touch, man. I'm going to hit you tomorrow, man.
Hell yeah. Hit me tomorrow.
All right, my man. All
right. Peace, y'all.
So, yeah, on that note, catch us this Thursday night. We got a double header line to direct. Friday, we got K Reno on board. Saturday, we got Screwball Radio. This is King Eric signing out. Hop.